Yesterday on the program, we were joined by the CEO of the Catholic Church Truth, Justice and Healing Council, Francis Sullivan. He was releasing new legal guidelines for church authorities dealing with civil claims over child sexual abuse. The church has been criticised by the Child Abuse Royal Commission and survivors over the way that it's handled civil cases in the past, in particular for its reliance on the so-called Ellis defence, which means that the church can't be sued for compensation because it's not a legal entity. Well, releasing the new guidelines, Francis Sullivan told us that they're designed to assist victims wanting to make civil claims against the Catholic Church.
The church is to identify for the victims who is the appropriate entity that will be able to be accept the claim of damages.
And the church will, under the new guidelines, be an illegal entity that can be sued in the future?
Well, a legal entity will be made available. I don't think the Catholic Church generally in Australia will be a legal entity, but for the various church authorities, it's a diocese or a religious order, they will make available an entity that can be sued. That's the point, and that was the whole point of the Ellis case.
That's Francis Sullivan, CEO of the Truth, Justice and Healing Council for the Catholic Church, joining us on Breakfast yesterday. Lawyers acting on behalf of victims of clergy abuse, though, are concerned that these new guidelines still leave the door open for the church to continue to avoid civil litigation using the so-called Ellis defence. Dr. Vivian Waller is a lawyer who's spent the last 20 years working with survivors of sexual abuse at the hands of the Catholic clergy. Vivian Waller, welcome back to RN Breakfast.
Thank you, Fran. Good morning.
Why are you've got concerns the church is reneging on its early assurances that it won't, that it will stop using the Ellis defence, that these new guidelines don't go far enough. What's your concern?
Well, if we compare what the church was saying in its guidelines and the Truth, Justice and Healing Council was saying in May 2005, there were press releases saying things like, senior church leaders commit to no Ellis defence. The guidelines that were released yesterday are completely silent on the Ellis defence, and contrary to what Francis said on your show yesterday, the guidelines don't promise to provide, to make an entity available. If you have a look at what the guidelines actually say, it says the church will assist the claimant to identify the correct defendant to respond to the legal proceedings.
Isn't that the same thing?
It's not the same thing. What if the correct defendant is the bishop of that diocese who's passed away? Well, thanks for helping us identify that, but we've still got no one to sue.
Well, yeah, but that's just a fact of life in a sense, isn't it? If the Ellis defence was about saying to people that you can't sue the Catholic Church, therefore there's no point trying to go to us for compensation, you better accept the deal. If the church is now saying we will help survivors identify a defendant, isn't that getting rid of the Ellis defence?
No, it's not at all. If you wanted to sue a major Australian company and the CEO had passed away, you could still sue that company. There is nothing in the guidelines released yesterday that promised to provide an entity, and there's nothing in the guidelines that promised that that entity will be insured. Those words do not appear anywhere in the guideline. The Ellis defence is not referred to anywhere in the guidelines. The only thing it says, remotely close to that topic, is the church will assist the claimant to identify the correct defendant. Well, the correct defendant may have passed away or not be suable or have no assets or be an uninsured Christian brother. So it's really not giving, as Bishop Fisher promised back in May 2015, he actually said, we will help them identify the person to sue and make sure that it is backed by insurance or assets. That appears nowhere in the guidelines.
Okay, so the fact that Anthony Fisher, the Archbishop of Sydney, has said, as you say, in May, that his diocese and others would not support using the Ellis defence, Francis Sullivan has told us that previously too, that the bishops have agreed to this. You're still not satisfied, and largely it's because you say, as we heard Francis Sullivan say in that grab there, that the Catholic Church will not be identified as a suable entity. Is anything less than that not good enough in your view?
No, it's not good enough, and I'll tell you why. Because I represent hundreds of people who've been alleged they've been abused by Catholic clergy, and I've been writing to Catholic order after Catholic order asking for a promise that they won't rely on the Ellis defence, and I've not received one promise that they'll refrain from the Ellis defence. And the other very specific example I can give you is that I've repeatedly written to the Christian Brothers in very specific matters, giving them all the background information and naming the client. I've asked them to give me an entity to sue. I've asked them to tell me who were the individuals that should be sued. And the Christian Brothers to date have not done that, despite the fact I've been asking them for 6 months.
So, Vivian Waller, what should be written into these guidelines to satisfy that then?
It should say that the church will nominate an entity who can be sued and that they promise that that entity is insured or has assets.
And the Child Abuse Royal Commission, in its report into redress and civil litigation, it also recommended the removal of the statute of limitations for matters of childhood sexual abuse. These guidelines don't quite reflect that either, do they?
No, they don't. What they say is where that defence is available to them and there's another defendant involved in the case, they may well take a limitation defence. But it's actually worse than that. They come right out and say where the lapse of time has had a burdensome effect on the church, it leaves open completely the possibility that they will take a statutory limitation defence.
Okay.
That's completely contrary to the kind of messages they've been sending to the Royal Commission.
Just finally, too, the issue of retrospectivity. I asked Frances Sullivan about this yesterday. Those who have already been through directed towards the Toward Healing program because the Ellis defence has been basically put to them, so they've made their settlements with the church. They might wish to recontest their case under these new laws. Now the church is apparently abandoning the Ellis defence. Frances Sullivan said yesterday that wouldn't be possible if they'd signed a deed of release. They'd be encouraged to access a redress scheme. Is that satisfactory?
Oh, well, it's not satisfactory. If the church has been exercising their muscle and relying on these very technical defences to avoid responsibility, if they come to the position where they say they won't take those defences anymore, which I actually personally don't believe, but if that's the case, all of the previous settlements, which were settled now, as everyone understands it, unfairly, should be revisited. But I think what we're seeing here, Fran, is the beginning of the pushback by the church. They have said some very lovely things in the Royal Commission and they've put out some very lovely press releases. But what we're seeing now is that the gloss is coming off their spin. I imagine that their lawyers and their insurers have been involved. I imagine that they are coming to grips with the magnitude of the devastation caused by Catholic clergy child sexual abuse, and they're now starting to push back.
Well, we'll continue to monitor this and keep a close, kind of get a sense of really what is going on. Vivian Waller, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran.
Dr. Vivian Waller, she's a lawyer. She spent the last 20 years working with victims of sexual abuse at the hands of the Catholic clergy. And in Melbourne today, the Royal Commission hearings into institutional responses to child sex abuse will resume with a focus on abuse at the Doveton Catholic Parish in Melbourne. If anything that's been discussed today has raised concerns for you, you can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14.